Nome is expected to be one of the hardest hit communities. KNOM's Ben Matheson has that story.
Winds are picking up this afternoon in Nome as the storm moves in. Floodwaters are a top concern in Nome, with the main Front Street business area located directly on the Bering Sea. Charlie Lean from the local emergency planning committee says the seawall can hold around 18 feet of water. As bigger waves hit, water can splash over.
4.5 to 5 feet of water that's going to slop over on each wave, which can do damage and will likely put ice and debris on Front Street.
The Nome Emergency Operations Center has issued evacuation orders for low-lying areas, including the downtown Front Street area and neighborhoods near the port. Nome Incident Commander Chip Leeper.
The police department has just finished up doing a walkthrough at West Beach. They've contacted residents that were still living there. They are in the process of relocating. They have been notified. And then as we speak, the fire department is hitting the low-lying areas around Nome.
The order is expected to remain in effect for 48 hours. The Nome Recreation Center is opening as the primary shelter for displaced families. Leeper says volunteers will also be closing off hazardous areas.
We have some barricades we're going to set up to keep people out of those areas because the storm is a pretty awesome event in scope and in power. So obviously there's a lot of curiosity on the parts of local citizens. They want to get as close as possible. They want to get down on the beach. Obviously that's not safe, and we want to kind of dissuade them as much as we can.
Across the Norton Sound area, Gamble, St. Michael, and Savoonga each have had a handful of residents voluntarily evacuate to the school gym. Several communities closed down school early today and opened the gym as emergency shelters. Little Diomede is expecting hurricane-force winds and waves at high tide hitting 28 feet. Residents are concerned about losing power, which could take several days to restore. The community of Kivalina is located on an island in the Chukchi Sea and has dealt with major floods and erosion in the past. City Manager Janet Mitchell says the community is depending on a 14-foot rock revetment wall to protect structures from the storm surge. The school is situated 19 feet above sea level and will be the emergency shelter. Volunteers parked a loader and boats by the school should they be needed to rescue people from their homes. Mitchell says power lines are also a concern, and they have already been impacted by the storm.
We've already had one power line area spark early this morning, about 7, and they've already taken care of it.
Across the region, volunteers and emergency personnel have been working around the clock to prepare for the storm. On Front Street in Nome, windows are boarded up as the surge moves in and winds to 47 miles an hour rock power lines back and forth. Residents are seeing the first stages of the system. The worst of the storm should hit tonight. Reporting in Nome, I'm Ben Matheson.